We're very impressed by the power of your transmission.
We're impressed by the power of your
transmission. That's actually one of the reasons we decided to come down and make contact with you at all. Because there are remnants in the technology that allude to a very advanced
culture.
To be honest, if we had known your level of technology, we might not have come down at all. Just because of your regulation.
I got a hit on my plan.
Because we did not have anything to offer your people.
Not at all. We asked for nothing in return for your help, for helping you. The problem is we believe in the natural evolution of our people. We believe in the natural evolution of a people. We've seen where a primitive culture was attempted to be helped, and it actually backfired, and then became a very dangerous society. How is Dovar handling my explanation? Does he seem to understand?
Every time you say something high-minded, you know, he whispers something to the guard.
Dovar. Yeah, I'm saying how Dovar is handling it. I don't really care what Dovar.
Dovar, let's take this stride.
Let's try to get some size.
You know, I don't quite understand your entire reasoning.
Well, here.
You are, let's say, a more experienced civilization.
Well, back when you had a... prior to the stage of evolution in your society, I assume, you still have, in your history books, primitive cultures. Tribes, if you will. Inhabiting your planet?
Of course.
Anywhere in your history did you hear of one of the primitive cultures getting a piece of technology made to develop, not technology, weaponry technology from another group that had developed it and then used it to wipe out the original culture?
No. I mean, we long ago, when the primary continent became dominant, they spread their knowledge and brought up the rest of the other continents and spread their knowledge along fairly quickly. You know, there was a fair amount of culture shock and unrest, but it was all for the best.
That same sort of culture shock was unfortunately not so far back in our history. It was a great lesson as to why we should be cautious. But like I said, if I have anything to say about it, and hopefully I can communicate your desires to my command hierarchy, we'll do what we can to help you.
Of course. What's your role, Chad?
What?
What's your role?
Oh, innate. With the Knight of Midbar.
Maybe for now, but
because
you don't have quite enough information. You want to know what could be causing this? You'll probably need more like planetary records. More detailed planetary records, so we can really look suspicious.
It's becoming an ice age.
Yeah, it could be a lot of things.
Yeah. I'll tell them that besides...
It could be the sun, too. I mean, you know, just
besides the information you've been gathering, I would also be interested in the longer-term planetary records, just to...
Of course. I'll have assistant trust. I'll give you an approach here.
Thank you, sir.
So, and before you go back and talk to the command hierarchy, I should warn you, if depending on how quickly you want this help, we may actually require some of your resources. And this is not a requirement, it's just if you want this done in a fast manner. If we need to, if as you just, they did communicate this already, the desire to be located to another another.
Well, I'd say that's, so they asked you about your shift. You know, tell me, do you have many shifts like that? Perhaps enough to ferry the remnants of our city to another habitable planet?
Yes.
We have
you know, 100,000
people left.
Not too
shabby, but
you know,
you're concerned.
Well, you
know,
depending on the size of this ship.
But that would be a quite a formidable undertaking to transport that many people. And I'm not sure how we would be able to pay you back for that.
Well, payment isn't required. But if we were to do it with our ship, we will need a specific type of resource that we discovered that your planet had. It's a matter of luck. We discovered that you have what we call a lithium crystal. You want to negotiate? You want to negotiate for the crystal, but you're telling me not to tell them what it is? We want that thing on the wall.
Ask them about that thing on the wall first.
Well, what we call, they don't care what it's called.
They have quite cultural significance.
One more.
Yeah. What?
It could cause some corruption of their culture to identify the specific resources of any importance to us. If they're later on able to realize that it could be used in a scientific or technological manner.
So now they're leaving it behind. You know, in order to help them, we need it. For us to help them, as opposed to the Federation helping them, we're going to need it, and then they're going to be living behind them.
Not a question of that sort, but simply the fact that they'll now be aware that perhaps this is an avenue of scientific development that they should be investigating, which is definitely an evolutionary path they would not have taken otherwise.
True.
Also, it may be a cultural artifact.
No, I'm completely certain it's going to be. Oh my God, that! And I point. And I point to the crystal in question on the wall with the help of the tricorder.
Oh, that is
That's only water.
Well, that's just that's a quartz crystal of some kind, but they're very common. You can take. Of course, you can take whatever you need more mining tunnels.
I suppose you're past the burning stuff too, so.
Oh, okay. I think we have enough to
I think it looks very much like quartz.
How many people?
But it is a little different.
What they said that, or we said that?
This is what you know.
It looks just like quartz, so we just take a bunch of quartz plus the dollar.
Basically, you're taking a specific kind of quartz.
Yes,
that they can't really tell.
If it's any different than that, so we'll just take lots of quartz. They don't seem to be, including the other and crystals, and we should be all right.
Yes, sir.
So, I think we have enough to send your request up the command hierarchy, and I'll have an answer for you shortly.
Of course. Perhaps you would like to spend some time with it. Yeah, we can make a forestry.
Or,
you know, perhaps you could...
Do you want to go over this data longer?
Could I take the data with me?
We want to see how much danger you're in.
It'll take a while.
Can't we just scan all the data into our tricorders?
Yes.
How much longer will it take to collect this information?
Probably a couple hours to download it to your tricorder.
Well, do you want to at least send some of this back to relay the information and in fact to join you?
I would be happy to either wait here or we could all wait, whichever you find most helpful.
I think it would show quite a bit of trust if you were to stay here without the security staff and you feel comfortable with that.
That would be quite exceptional.
All right. So we'll go back. We'll go back and relay the information.
Yes, sir. Could you take this back with you, sir?
What is it?
Laser.
Laser? Brave man. I'll
pass my phaser over to you, too.
You have to take care of
this?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So
me and the security...
The ship works that needs to be done.
They like to stay here and analyze your data, determine how grave the danger is with your...
Of course.
the seismic problem, and I'm going to convey the information and take the security capacity back with me.
Okay. So Travis takes you to another room, like for
come back and display it alive. Oh.
This happened.
I'm going to get in trouble for this.
And then they became mutinous.
Do you have any people in your society that don't look quite so red and maybe a little bit like these guys?
you two don't have any engineering skills at all, right?
Just shipboard systems.
Shipboard systems, okay. So it takes a while to get, you know, their face set up to think for a so-called computer in your headquarter.
They could send us and bring back an engineer.
It seems to be weirdly for like the computers and stuff seems to be weirdly something static electricity based.
And the data is still stored in binary, it's just in pairs of things.
So you go back up?
Yeah.
To the ship.
We're gonna have to get out of the Red Giant in order to transfer.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure we can.
The bastards killed them all.
Yeah.
And well, I'll convey the information to the captain, and I'd like to be able to help them. It's up to you.
Shuttle back up.
Shuttle back up. Okay. Yeah.
Make the shuttle. As you burn up in the atmosphere, in the adventure.
I don't think I have shuttle.
Vehicle operation.
Well, I have vehicle operations,
shuttlecraft.
Oh,
just make the roll.
I have vehicle.
Intellect.
How can he not?
I don't know.
Command.
It's one of six skills, five of six you pick up.
I'll be happy to pick it up after this. What's it cost? Oh, it's like 10, right?
Well, five to get a new skill.
I'll
get it after
today.
Sure.
So
what'd you get?
Oh, five.
Okay, that's pretty good. You
shuttle,
you know, you fly back.
I can have one of the security guys do it.
Right, they have no skills.
And no skills.
The PCs don't have skills. They just kind of stuck their security is nice to have, you know, to absorb the first couple of them. That's it. So you go back up to the ship.
Yeah.
And you report to the captain?
Captain, yeah. I cite. Yeah. I initiate with my citation, that same one I used for them. why would I believe we could be able to help them and explain that this is a... They believe that their transmission was a request for help to, unfortunately, they put no information in their transmission.
Right. So you haven't broken the primary reactor, right?
As far as I know, I haven't broken the primary reactor.
The primary reactor should always be...
As far as you know, you have not broken the primary reactor.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're happy to give us the lithium. We told them that we're interested in the crystal. We're at. To avoid giving an impression that a particular crystal is more valuable than others, we're going to take that and a whole lot of similar crystals that don't have any.
See, that's a good plan.
So you don't
give me another drink.
We should really change the name of this Chips of Valdez. Yeah, Valdez. Okay. How do you want to handle it? We could transport them over time with our single ship, with the help of the dilithium, or we could call in for help from the rest of the Federation with a fleet of ships. In which case, we don't need the dilithium at all. We can get the dilithium delivered to us.
What's
it going to take?
Well, what do you think, first of all?
I'd like to do it. Obviously, I'd like to do it, keep it in house. But 100,000, they said. I don't know what the capability of the ship to transport people.
We just transform all of ours, and we just store them all in the pattern bus.
With constant refresh.
Yeah.
Nobody can hold 5,000 people.
5,000?
Yeah. that's only 20 trips.
20 trips. So we should start having astromechs or come up with local planet, the planets. We want to give them a variety of choices of where they want to go. Mm-hmm. Wherever it is, it's going to be 40 times the time it takes to get to the planet.
To transport everybody.
So we give them the time, give them the time frame, and we give them the planets as an option. And what I would like to do, I'd like to mark this planet as the possession of these people. So that's when it goes back to White Dwarf, and they would choose to try to come back here if they were to develop spacefaring technology. There won't be at least as part of the Federation concerned, a territorial claim. The territorial claim won't be disputed.
A good idea.
Anyways,
that sounds like a good plan. Go ahead.
And also, you the resource of the assuming that lithium crystals are valuable at that point because they certainly have a start in a fair start in space.
You
think you're
all right,
Jack?
Yeah.
Deducing what's going on with their seismic activity without one, and understanding the technology is very important.
Okay.
Of experience right now, and I can have it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go back a bit. Commander Dolio called Clancy again.
Sir.
Good day, sir.
Good day. You're in Starfleet Intelligence, sir?
Oh, yes.
I've always thought that a very interesting career. You found it enjoyable?
Oh, it is quite enjoyable.
I expect you're able to always work with lots of different people, sir. Many races
yes,
as well?
Yes, we get to interview many people.
Yes, you probably learn many things. Interact with people in ways that most people don't get to.
Be
yeah.
all that you can be.
Sounds very good.
You can't really figure that one out. We have, you were only transferred to this ship a few months ago.
Yes,
so
sir.
You do not have the familiarity with the rest of the crew that everybody else used to have. But as a newcomer, what are your impressions of the general command structure of the ship, Captain Pacheco, and especially your ship officers, Lieutenant Calhoun, Saren, and even Tom?
Well, sir, the captain seems very secluded, as does Lieutenant Evensong. I don't believe that I've ever actually interacted with either of them on a personal basis. However, both Calhoun and Saren I have, and they both seem quite competent officers. I've seen Saren, I've worked more personally and closely with him, and he seems extremely competent. There seems to be a great deal of animosity between the two of them, which surprises me, especially since one of them is a Vulcan.
Of course. As a human, do you prefer Lieutenant Calhoun's command style?
No, sir. I actually prefer Lieutenant Saren's command style, but I haven't had the opportunity to work with Calhoun as well. But I worked with Saren when we went on to the Orion ship, and he showed himself to be very dynamic and very courageous, and overall someone that I would trust my life with.
I see. So when you went down to the ship, Lieutenant Saren seemed to be to make good decisions, snap judgment, decisive action, without consulting the rest of you.
He definitely makes good decisions, snap judgments, etc., sir. I believe he actually does consult his crew in a way that's appropriate, except clearly when a snap judgment doesn't allow. And let me just, so that I don't actually denigrate Lieutenant Calvin, say that I barely had a chance to work with him. I hear that he will be in charge of this next mission. I'm looking forward to that. And perhaps in 12 or 14 hours, I'll be able to better report on him.
Of course.
If Lieutenant Surin is any indication of the captain's, of the attributes that the captain looks for in command officers, then I believe Lieutenant Calhoun and Lieutenant Evensong will probably be just as up to the challenges.
Of course. I heard you, this is a few hours ago, set up a mid-speed shield on the show.
Ah, yes, sir.
What were you working on? is does not the ship have a competent engineer in some gunner?
Well, to be honest, sir, it was just a technology that I was intimately familiar with because in my third year of academy, I specifically set up some metaphasic shields on a shuttlecraft very similar to this. So, though the engineering staff does seem to be very competent, it just so happens that by pure luck, I had had the opportunity to do this exact assignment in the past. I don't think it reflects poorly upon them at all. A very complex task.
I also heard that Ensign Pertham was working on the cell. He isn't security, is he not?
Which one's Pertham, sir? I think that might be correct, sir. I remember the pig. He was working on the shield. That's Ensign Goner. Pertham, I vaguely recall a third person working on it besides myself and Goner. It could very well have been Pertham.
And he was working on the shields too?
It's possible. I don't really recall.
Oh, I see. So he could have been working on something else as well.
I have no idea, sir. There was a third person working on the shield, and I don't know who it was. Someone I'm not very familiar with. Is one of you a telepath, sir? If you would like to try and read that thought off of me, I'd be happy to do so. You might be able to identify the person better than I.
True. It is not important enough to do a jump up here. Something more complicated than even voluntarily.
I'm aware of the protocol, sir. I wasn't sure how serious the matter was.
It is not, not serious yet. the other British personnel you've worked with?
Not too many of them, sir, to be honest. There's Aaron, and as I said, Aaron seems to be very competent. Gonar and Pertham, I've worked with a little bit, but have very little chance to form a general understanding of their personality. And I've worked with Calvin and likewise haven't had too much opportunity to form an impression of his personality other than the animosity between him and the other lieutenant.
Your impressions of the Orion?
Oh, a very interesting call, sir. I talked with the captain about it for a while, and he told me quite a few things. I'm afraid I barely got to give him a chance to get a question in edgewise when we were talking about habits that I have sometimes. But it's very interesting. They told me quite a bit about adolescence in Orion culture and some of the various cultural things that they have regarding economics and various things like that.
You did not divulge any information to me.
I'm sure I developed some information about my own interests, but I'm fairly certain that the question was totally unidirectional in our discussion.
Your interest in the space in the...
In the Orion culture, in right. Any culture, really.
Okay. And you don't spend any other time with any of the other Orion?
No, sir.
Back on the Orion ship, you were there in the final boarding party. when Lieutenant Seren finally confronted the Ryan captain, or actually wasn't captain, was it?
The captain we had in prison, so it was some secondary.
Okay, the secondary. There was a firefight.
Yes, sir.
Do you believe it could have been avoided?
Probably, sir.
That's good.
As we made discoveries upon the ship and came to the realization that there had been someone on board, and we started to confront them with those revelations, they drew their weapons on us and began to fire. It's possible that if we had withheld our understanding of that information, we might have been able to return to the ship and take another course of action. But I don't know if that would have been the best option, and I'm fairly sure Seren took given his experience, took the best course of action.
I see. Do you think you could have, if he had been leading you away, think you could have avoided the unfortunate firefight that you did?
No, I didn't, sir.
How was that unfortunate? They lost a life?
No, but all firefights are unfortunate.
Okay, I'll just curious what you meant.
You were very helpful. We'll probably question you a bit after your mission.
Yes, sir.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And it was my puppy this week, too.
And you too, sir.
Okay.
I'd love to learn more about intelligence sometimes, sir. Is there any chance you'd have the opportunity to give a seminar or something while on board?
Perhaps. This investigation probably take up my time.
Oh, quite understandable, sir.
I am, in fact, getting a strange and roundabout seminar. Simply teaching. This is a purely teaching.
Well, thank you very much for your time, sir. It was intriguing.
Okay. So you two are down in the planet.
Getting
your data. Trust is telling you about their computer systems and stuff and how their technology seems to work. Most of the controls are forecasted by the electric energy resources.
Very interesting.
They don't have the technology to fuse, do they?
What?
They don't have the technology to fuse.
No, they don't have to fuse.
Okay, good. No one should have fuses in Star Trek.
Oh
no! There's an overload in the engine!
What kind of computer do you use?
If only there were some...
Well, exactly. What kind of computer do you use? I'm afraid that's part of the information that we're not allowed to divulge.
Oh, really? Well, can you tell me about what you do?
What I do? Well, primarily I'm a scientist who specializes in planetary systems and cultures and such.
Really? And do you often carry a weapon?
When are you to?
Oh, I see. So, so usually you don't like blue weapons and all this kind of thing?
Not particularly, no. I'm not sure I've ever actually... I have. I'm not sure I actually have ever hit anyone.
Have you,
I think I may have.
These cultures you study, these are, like, live cultures? Or, like, dead cultures?
That's probably information that I shouldn't divulge. I hope you don't think there's rudeness on our...
No,
on
no, I understand totally. And Doctor, how many years do you study to become a doctor?
I tell him.
Okay. Sure. Do you like your work?
Most of the time.
Weren't you ordered to take a weapon? Actually, they were to be preparing one. Do your doctors carry weapons?
Seldom.
Seldom? And, you... Do you always travel on crutches?
When I'm traveling between the stars.
The existence of our space going ship, which you've seen and its capabilities, are probably in that area that we should not discuss.
Of course. And at this point, to move the plot along, Jervar comes in with four security guards, and they got the credentials wrong. Okay.
I knew when.
Well, so you're under arrest.
I set my tricorder to over the. I tossed it on the ground as far away from anyone as I can.
Okay.
I do just say.
Remind you, sir, that that's about to explode, and it's far enough away that it won't damage anyone.
Yeah.
But just so that no one's startled when it occurs, I presume yours is as
well. Well, drop it.
You're dead.
Okay. And the usher you out of the room is the track order just boom, boom.
I still have large amounts of my medical kit. The track order is the most sophisticated piece. So.
That's true. So they take your...
That's not obvious.
We haven't used it at all either.
I think I have nothing obvious on me when he has the medical kit.
Yeah, just the medical kit. So they take the medical kit. And then Jervar watches you off with his guard saying,
you should be aware, sir, that this is not the best way to seek aid from us.
Your civilization.
Are you planning to hold us hostages against us helping you?
Yeah.
Our rules very specifically.
No civilization has rules like that.
Our rules very specifically put the rules of non-interference, which our captain has explained to you, above the life of the individual.
That's a preposterous notion. You're obviously invaders. And although you can spit a believable tale, it only finally came around and now agrees that you
were also... A large chunk of your population is xenophobic, but this is still somewhat surprising. This act is still somewhat surprising.
So do you have anything else to say before you put you in the jail?
I'd like to speak with Dilbert directly.
Perhaps after we have made our demands to your ship. He puts you in a cell, in a small room, you know, a couple bunks, with a light, and then the door. And the guard. Okay, now you're in a room with
light. Okay, do you have any good engineering skills here?
Are you aware, sir, of the ancient game of tic-tac-toe?
You're Vulcan, right?
No.
Humans. They talk a lot like Vulcans.
Let's see if we can reach it.
Look, we can ash it out on the ground here. I put it in an ash.
So after you were done talking to the captain, the bridge called up saying there seems to be a message coming from the planet. Perhaps you see it.
They can communicate other than through their big ass gun.
what kind of a?
They seem to be.
What kind of a wall is there? What kind of a door? Or steel?
No, just like a solid door.
Okay.
What they're doing is they're using the eye to bounce a little signal off of the shield.
Off our shield?
Yeah.
All right.
So it's modulated, and you can get the language and stuff. So,
all right.
So it's basically just a voice thing. All right. And it says, "This is Dolvar, the mind of Arkimi. We have captured your two gosh, I don't know what kind of word they would use.
Saboteurs.
And we hold them hostage until you agree to transport us to another world, our people to another world. And if you do not reply in 1 hour, we will
assume you're putting kill our entire culture.
we will
put the pointy eared one to death.
We'll kill one of the hostages and
well, that's unfortunate. Alright, let's go check out. I'm going to wreak havoc.
Okay, so that'll be
good. Okay, well, this is a little quicker than I expected to build this fucking shuttle. So the shuttle, feasibility, getting a transporter into a shuttle. I'm thinking just ripping a transporter unit out of one of our bays and Jerry wiring it up to into the power grid of a transporter. Not like built in or anything, just we have to have one on top and one on the bottom.
Very hard. The transporters are very delicate.
Yeah, Heisenberg compensator, especially so.
Heisenberg compensator.
You might the problem, on the net, there's this big deal about how there's no way you can ever transport matter, because the actual matter, you never know what it's going to be, according to Heisenberg's, theory. So they came up with the Heisenberg compensator. That's what's inside the transporter.
What do courage points do?
They increase your final result by 1 point.
Okay. So if you ever want to get a really good result, you can dump up to four courage points.
Okay, this is what we do. We use a transporter to transport a section of our ship with the transporter built into it onto the shuttle. So in one giant piece, it's on the shuttle.
By the way,
that's dangerous, but perhaps.
No, we just have to. You just have to link the power to it.
You shouldn't think about transporter technology too much, is that all?
What? You guys are gonna be gone. I don't know how we got rid of you. So that's what I want to do. Transport a transporter module into the shell.
Okay.
And enough of the material around it to, and this may include destroying a portion, taking out the transporters next to it, that particular transporter. And we have to move outside of the Red Giant to do this.
In order
to use the power to transport. Right, we need power to use the transporters, which means it's taking the phase of shield offline, which means we need to get outside of the.
Right.
Okay.
So you slowly move away.
Yeah. So we have an hour. Can we get in and out in an hour?
Who's piloting? Yeah, me.
All right.
So let's see how fast it can do.
We're gonna prepare everything we need to do other than the actual transport.
Okay. So after 15 minutes, you're going very slow.
We're not getting out of the So the only things we have running now is life support, the metaphase shield.
Right now you're running the shields and it's
the shield, so we don't actually have life support? Or life support?
Life support. Because you're only in the life support.
Okay. So we could actually do the transport if we took impulse power off temporarily.
Yeah.
Which would mean we slowly all of it would decay, but it's no big deal, right?
Right.
All right. So that's what we do without moving on.
Okay.
All right.
You want to do this?
Do I want to do this as opposed to who? Bonehead skill? Or GI? That's fine. I just want an engineer. That's what I'm going to need, right?
Ship or system transport.
Well, I support this.
And you're a human, you can do it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, you've already used them.
What's that?
Already used them in your
courage.
Yeah. It'll be good.
Well, you see, you transmit me out first because I'm a human, and then I can get the other person.
I'm transporting the transporter at the moment, and then hooking it up. This has nothing to do with transporting anybody. This is just to move the damn thing in there. I can only get a 9.
So you get a 9.
Well, I could get a 9. But a 9 and a 7, there's no difference, right?
Well, 9, it would appear so.
I wouldn't be able to connect the damn
thing. A 7 is just a fail.
What's that?
A 7 is just a fail.